The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Mourning continues across the UK after the passing of their late Queen. King Charles III addressed MPs at Westminster Hall this morning before leaving to start his journey back up to Edinburgh, where he'll accompany the Queen's coffin as her remains travel to and from St Giles's Cathedral. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
My Lords and members of the House of Commons, we gather today in remembrance of the remarkable span of the Queen's dedicated service to her nations and peoples. While very young, Her Late Majesty pledged herself to serve her country and her people, and to maintain the precious principles of constitutional government which lie at the heart of our nation. This vow she kept with unsurpassed devotion. She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
That's King Charles III addressing MPs earlier, and the new king is currently at RAF Northolt boarding a jet to fly back up to Edinburgh, where he will go back to be with his late mother and her remains, of course, starting the journey back to London. With us for the latest on what is going to unfold over the next few days, I'm joined by Sky News political correspondent Tamara Cohen. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
There's a succession of process and a succession of ceremony that is going to unfold over the next number of days. The first phases of that being about, of course, how Queen Elizabeth travels back to London. What's planned?
That's right. So we've got quite a lot of ceremonial around the Queen's coffin over the next few days. What happened yesterday was we saw it processed to Holyrood House, her official residence in Edinburgh. And Prince King Charles III, so difficult, easy to get it wrong, and the Queen Consort are flying up there today, where they will attend a memorial service, and then there will be a lying in state of the coffin overnight in Scotland before it comes down to London again on Wednesday. And then there will be 4 days where it will be in Westminster Hall, which is where Prince Charles just was this morning, giving his address to MPs and members of the House of Lords. And members of the public will be able to file in and pay their respects to the Queen. It will be draped in the Union Jack flag. They will be able to come in and pay their respects, and it's expected that something like 500,000 people may do that. And MPs are already being warned that queues could take up to 20 hours with people waiting for their few minutes with the Queen, with the Queen's coffin, to pay their last respect. So it's being described already as something on the scale of the Olympics to organise, to make sure that all these people queuing have enough water, are not in an unsafe situation. So it's going to be quite the ceremony. And then all that goes up to the state funeral, which is next Monday, the 19th, in Westminster Abbey, with a whole host of world leaders, from Joe Biden to European leaders, all present. So the next week is going to be very much dominated by that. Parliament is not sitting. Very little else is happening.
And one assumes that it's a fair inference that if 500,000 people are likely to pay their respects to the Queen's remains, the scale of the state funeral is going to be remarkable.
It certainly looks like it. I mean, pity the poor Foreign Office officials who are drawing up the guest list. We know that the US president has already confirmed there will be world leaders, European royalty, perhaps some members of the cabinet and opposition politicians. They will all want to be there. And there was a story broken by Politico website last night, which I understand to be true, which is that the Foreign Office have told all the embassies that world leaders should travel by commercial aircraft, not their own private jets, and that they should not bring their official cars to Westminster Abbey. They should wait to get the bus. So we wait to see whether Joe Biden will really get the bus, or whether his team may intercede. But, you know, it's going to be quite a logistical operation. And I think there's going to be have some difficult conversations had with the Foreign Office telling certain world leaders, you can't bring your wife, you can't bring your entourage. You know, every world leader is going to want an invitation to this state funeral. And, you know, not all of them are going to be able to attend, but it should be quite a diplomatic event. And of course, real baptism of fire for our new Prime Minister, who had been in post for 24 hours when the Queen's death was announced.
Tamara Cohen, thank you so much. That's Tamara Cohen, who is Sky News political correspondent, and on the subject of private jets, King Charles's jet currently taxiing out in RAF Northolt, heading back up to Edinburgh.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.